السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آج شام سے اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے جماعت احمدیہ برطانیہ
حضور says that the start of the
جلسہ سرانہ کا آغاز
people have a feeling that the Jalsa is here and we are preparing for it, and then with the coming of the guests the feeling of Jalsa starts. This time the guests started coming a little early, and therefore you could see the Jalsa activity earlier. I had said in my sermon that this time a large number of guests have come from Pakistan who have come out of the country for the first time, and a large number of them are simple people, the villagers. Therefore, you must not make any difference in their hospitality because of the simplicity. I also want to say to these guests that you are coming here to attend the Jalsa with a special aim, or perhaps this thought must be fixed in your mind and must always be in view, that the purpose of your coming is not to attend a worldly fair, but you have come here to advance your spiritual aspect. A large number of those among the guests are those who are the Ahmadis who live in UK. Then a large reasonable number have also come from Germany, who also come here, and other European countries. And after this are the Ahmadis of Pakistan and India, of whom a large number, as I said, have come here for the first time. and they are not quite aware of the situation here and also the custom and practices in this country. There are also some guests whose relatives are here, and then a large number of other countries, like which is Russia included in that, and other European countries, and their Ahmadis and their guests have also come to attend this gathering. As far as the guests of other than Ahmadis are concerned, it is not the work only of those who have been appointed for this duty to serve them, but those who have brought the guests, they should keep their needs in their mind, in their view, because this is their responsibility. The other Ahmadi guests, I want to remind them of some of their responsibilities. The Ahmadis who are living here in UK, and also the Ahmadis who are living in these countries, and their relatives which who live in UK are giving duties in various departments. So you who have come with this aim, you should benefit from this spiritual environment and serve yourself with the blessings of the Jalsa. This is your duty, that you should fix your attention for this very aim and focus your attention for this very aim. Neither should you have unnecessary expectations from these hosts that they should serve you exceptionally, nor should you force these workers. It is sometimes noticed that they have wrong expectations linked with their hosts, and when they cannot fulfill their responsibilities, they start complaining that such my relatives or close relatives have not treated me well. So, whereas the guests is the command to those who give various duties and the hosts, that they should respect and honor the guests and do not let them suffer any inconvenience and meet them with smiles. And you must not put unnecessary burden on the homes where you are living. You must not link any wrong expectations. The organizations of the Jamaat and administration of the Jamaat have fixed certain limits for those who are serving. By asking them to cross those limits and serve you wrongly. And you should be thankful to those workers and meet them with the happy smile, with happiness and with smile. And similarly, those who have come from other countries or the guests who have come from various other cities of UK and are staying with their relatives, they should also be thankful to them, and they should have the feeling of gratitude for their hospitality. This cheerfulness and this feeling of gratitude and thanking them, if this will be done by the guests also, then such a society will be established who for the sake of God are having a relationship with God and also act upon the commands of Allah and His Messenger. It is the society of those who act upon these teachings. You can see that Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam had set such a great example and looked after the guests so much and their feelings that we sometimes see that sometimes if a guest is upset he rushes and runs to catch up with him to help him, and sometimes despite also for the reason of inclement weather at night he is sometimes bringing milk for the guests and sometimes he is bringing other food for them, and sometimes they and bring bedding for them, and they tell also the guests that you must not be too formal, do tell us what you need. And sometimes he is saying to the people in the communal kitchen that different people have different preferences of food and they have different habits. You should keep those in mind and you should ask them, and according to their nature and their liking you should give them the food. And sometimes he said, and he also said that we are pleased when the guests come, therefore you must not consider the guests as a burden. So all these examples shows acting upon the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today, with the grace of Allah, the administration and organization of the Jamaat tries this, that they should set high examples of hospitality. And individually, where the guests are staying in individual homes, they show the exactly the same feelings, and they try make their effort in the same way. But I want to tell you, because during the Jalsa there are much rush, and these days from the world of Ahmadiyyat, from each country, people come from various section of society, and the organization of the Jamaat, with the grace of Allah, does act as a host for them. And they try, that some who are dignitaries, they should try their best to provide their accommodation and their food and make it more comfortable for them. It is also a command that when dignitaries of a country come, you should respect them and honor them. But beside that, you have to treat Ahmadis also according to their nature and their preferences to do hospitality. In the under the organization of the Jamaat, with the grace of Allah, promised Messiah's communal kitchen has widened so much that for people of different preferences and from different areas, we try to provide food. Even then, there can be shortcomings in the organization, and if you cannot do hospitality and there is some gaps and you have not been provided food according to their preferences, then it is not the work of a guest to feel unhappy. Even if it is not according to your liking, then showing patience and being thankful, you must not find a complaint against the host, and you should eat the food, or without complaint come back, and do not let any worker feel that their food was not according to my preference or liking, therefore I am not eating. In the bazaar, or there is a bazaar during the Jalsa which is provided here, and you given various food, you can satisfy your preference. From the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whatever is provided to a guest from the host, he should eat it happily. As I've just said, that Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam looked after his guests. But during the days of Jalsa, when there was rush and people are coming with special natures, and he used to say, you should treat all guests in the same way. And if there is someone who has a special need, you should fulfill it. And we have an incident that Maulvi Ghulam Ahmad Peshawari and his companions from Ismail prepared some food. He said, all these people are equal in my sight. You cannot make a differentiation. The food must be the same. We don't have some of a lower class and one higher class, and the arrangement can be done from Maulvi's, for the Maulvi sahab. They are all my guests, and they are together with other guests, therefore you should prepare food of similar, one food, and there should be no distinction whatsoever in the food of various people. So such guests who think there is some shortcoming, and some people also find fault with accommodation, that we live privately and you should make a private arrangement for us. And if you have come with the organization of the Jamaat, you should accept willingly and happily to whatever Jamaat has provided. You cannot provide private accommodation for everyone. No one is lower or higher, and Promised Messiah salatu wasalam has said, you must make no differentiation. So the guests must realize, and sometimes the organization administration is also helpless. The real purpose is the spiritual food for which you have come here. You must pay attention to it. With the grace of Allah, the organization of the Jamaat is so active that from various means they try to fulfill and any shortcomings, and the organization does keep in view all these requirements. And if there is a situation, you must not be displeased. As I just said, that you should show cheerfulness. With every Ahmadi at all times, you should show cheerfulness. لِيَقُولُ لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى is the command for this. In my last sermon, I had reminded the workers that you are also addressed those who are participating in this convention. Rather, you are more addressed particularly, because if the moral values decline in this, then there is a possibility of these surroundings becoming worse or harmed. So those, because of some anger or some things which are harsh, and they become a reason for hurting the workers, this also affects their own moral values, and they create also difficulty for the organization, because everyone is not of the same nature. Despite the fact that the organization does make an effort, and they always try, and I also remind them that the workers who are giving duties, or the men or women or children or ladies and girls, they must not show misbehavior in response to the misbehavior of the guests. But even then, such a situation does arise sometimes, that the guests lack of care and not have control over their feelings and passions, it can spoil the whole atmosphere. And the one who has shown misbehavior, they can also sometimes, people who start backing them, which sometimes they exaggerate a little incident. And this way, there are also people who start backing the one on duty, and then they start making parties. And then sometimes those who make these incidents, because there are sometimes a few incidents here and there, and because of their old displeasure, they start making it worse. So such people who spoil the situation, whether they are one or two families, they affect the whole atmosphere. Therefore, you must keep in mind that during this convention, you must not let anyone develop some or feel some displeasure which can affect badly the surroundings. And if your passions are excited and you cannot control it, then it's better for you not to participate in this convention, because Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam had declared it purely a jalsa and a gathering for the sake of God. So everyone must come with this aim that they have to listen to the words of Allah and His Messenger and make it part and parcel of your life. And according to the wishes of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, you have to lead your life. And on small matters, we must not start feeling, have bad feelings, and to increase your tolerance. The Holy Prophet ﷺ says that one of the command of Islam is that one should give up vain and useless things. And therefore, you must always remember that we have come here to learn Islam and to make it part and parcel of our life and refresh our pledge. And then the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, to remove evil, you should to be cheerful to each other and be good to each other. And it is also a great means to achieve this. And therefore, during these days, if you see something not right, and in view of the command of the and the advice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you should control your passions and show patience and always be cheerful when you meet others. This will also remove evil. This will also improve your character. Sometimes some things are hurtful, especially when they are done at such a place where there is a large gathering. Then because of embarrassment, man shows more anger and expresses more anger. But to keep this surroundings peaceful, everyone should show courage and restrain himself. And because the more you will increase the situation, the more you will harm the surroundings. Let me tell you a joke in this regard, which shows that Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, how he had calmed the anger of someone or the excitement. Once they, in Qadian, there were wild dogs, quite a few. And Peer Sirajul Haq killed many of the these wild dogs. And therefore, people called him the one who kills Peer, the one who kills dogs. And this is the nickname they gave, the children gave. And so Peer Sahib complained to Promised Messiah that people have given me nickname of killing dogs. Promised Messiah ﷺ smiled, what harm there is? You can see that in about himself, Promised Messiah says in Hadith, my name is killing of pigs. Because about Messiah, it says Yaqtulul Khinzir. So Peer Sahib was pleased with that, and his anger subsided. So you can see how beautifully Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam had calmed him. And so in this surroundings, which is considered purely spiritual surroundings, if you see a word, if you hear a word which angers you, you should try to avoid it and not let it disturb you. In this place, Haqiqatul Mahdi, we are holding our first convention, which has started. May Allah make it successful every way. But the more the participant will display high moral values and will follow rules and regulations, the more successful and more facility there will be to hold our gatherings in future here. Therefore, if it is the, whereas there is the personal responsibility of a Muslim that he should look after his Muslim brother, this also becomes the Jamaat responsibility, that your little misbehavior, whether it is in a small corner or in the gathering itself or outside on the road, it will not be showing a reflection of your true moral value, and this will affect the picture of Jamaat in this area. So it is your duty that in any way you must not let any opportunity arise which can create a misconception in the area about Jamaat. Neither your relationship with each other or the relationship with community around you, sometimes because of the traffic there is bad feelings. You must not give any opportunity that for your rush the traffic is affected or that you are breaking any rules and regulation. Even if the mistake is committed by other, you should forgive it and overlook it. This is what will create a good impression of your character in this community. This year many of the eyes are looking towards you. Therefore, with your high moral qualities, you should create for yourself and for Jamaat and for Islam in the hearts of these people the feelings of love and affection. I also want to remind you another matter, that those members who have come from Pakistan and other eastern countries, that with the exception that where they have those who are staying with their close relatives, the other guests must try to quickly return to their countries. According to the organization of the Jamaat, they are being looked after, but the guests are also commanded that they must not be become unnecessary burden. Sometimes people stay longer because the Jamaat has given us accommodation, therefore we will stay here and do a little work so that we can earn our travel expenses. This must not be the thinking of those who come with the intention of attending Jalsa, because people should do their own arrangements. But even then, when they make private arrangements, they must go back well before their visa expired. Such thinking is absolutely wrong. Most of you have given visas. They have come with this commitment that they are coming to attend. They are going to attend the Jalsa organization, and the embassy people have put trust in you, and this trust is only because you have come under the organization of the Jamaat. And therefore you must keep this in mind, that with such an act which is not allowed by the legal requirements, you must not give a bad name to the Jamaat. Therefore, you must try your utmost that whatever divine aim and purpose for which you have taken on this travel, keep only that and only that as your aim. May Allah enable you to do so. As the Holy Prophet ﷺ has taught us the prayer, you should pray that, O Allah, we seek goodness and righteousness in this travel. Allow, enable us to do such actions, acts which are pleasing to you. So when you will be filling your travel with these prayers, then Allah will fill your pouches with His graces. And those who attend the Jalsa, promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has also made many prayers. May Allah make us beneficiary of all those prayers of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. When you will keep these good aim in view and will be supplicating to God, and no worldly attraction and greed is in your mind, and you are also praying for yourself, for your children and your relations which are left behind, you will be saying this prayer of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: I seek your protection from the difficulties of the journey, and for a wrong result of my property and my people, And therefore, the prayer which is said sincerely will always make your journey easy and facilitated, and will also fill your homes with the joys. And it will also be a comfort of your eyes from your family members and those people in your house, which you cannot attain with the worldly desires. Therefore, during these days, at all times, you should engage yourself with prayers and with good wishes. And you should listen to the speeches with attentively, and there should be 100% attendance of congregational prayers. Because in this surroundings, etiquettes demand so. As I had said earlier, that let me repeat it again, that make these days especially filled with remembrance of Allah and reciting Durood prayers. Because today the Ummah of Islam is being oppressed and by the opponents of Islam, and your prayers will resolve it. And therefore, you must also pray with this view. And there are many other guidance that you must remember. You must not about slogans. Everyone must not raise slogans personally. If a slogan rises from the depth of the feeling, you may do so, but it must not see that copying others from every corner you start raising slogans. If you have true feelings which automatically express, then there is no harm in raising the slogan, but it must not be by copying with each other. There is an arrangement from the center, from the stage, of raising slogans, and as I said, you should follow that, and you should pay attention with being regular in offering the congregational prayers. Not only those who are sitting listening directly, but I will remind also to the workers that those who are doing some duties here, they should organize the congregational prayer in their own area. So they must keep this in view, and the Department of Tarbiyat training should also keep this in mind. Then there is a separate marquee for children where the mothers sit with them. They are children's crush. They should sit in that marquee with the children. In the main marquees, neither men or women should let their little children accompany them, because sometimes they start talking, or they shout, or they start crying, and this way the other people cannot concentrate in their prayers, or they cannot peacefully listen to the proceedings of the Jalsa. Therefore, you must keep this matter in mind. We have also observed that sometimes because of some child's shouting or some mischief, that other person are trying to stop them, then their parents are upset. So it is better for you that by avoiding all kind of displeasure, that they should sit in the area which is allocated for children. Those who are attending the jals, there are many newcomers, they must also remember, and the people in the bazaar should also remember, and the Department of Tarbiyat, as always, must keep in mind that the shops and the bazaars must be closed during the proceedings, and no one should run around here and there to search for something or for shopping. and they must listen to the proceedings of Jalsa attentively, and I also said that avoid vain talk. You should talk to each other gently and with etiquette. Sometimes there are young groups, young men who make groups and sit, and they start talking loudly and they start bursting into laughter. Especially in areas that somebody who is sitting next to you somewhere and they don't understand your language, they can start feeling bad about it. Then you should also keep in mind when you are parking your cars, because some cars have come from Europe and there must be many cars, so you should pay much attention and take full care of when they are parking. You must never park which is not for parking and is not allowed, and you should keep the traffic regulations and to give full cooperation with the organizers, and you should follow the rules and regulations of the traveling. And you should also keep the cleanliness in view of toilets and others, because the cleanliness is also part of faith. Here there is temporary arrangement, and therefore especially here you must keep in mind and pay special attention, because the cleanliness will also create facility for us in future. The more attention we will pay, the more litter will spread, the more difficulty it may create for our organization in future. Then about the ladies. They like roaming around. They should take care, not within our premises or outside. If they want to see new area, it's a new place, and this is a you want to see the cities or the towns, then do it after the proceedings of the Jalsa, not during the time when there are proceedings. But you must remember that even during that time, you must, even here also, you should keep the requirement of veil in view whenever you come out, excepting those who are not Ahmadi, who have accompanied some Ahmadis, but Ahmadi ladies must keep the requirement of veil in view. I have also seen others that if you tell them about our traditions, they do take care. Seen many of the functions that they come with a scarf or a shawl, so this is their good character, that you all need to do is to tell them about our traditions and they follow it. But as I said, Ahmadi ladies, when they come out, they must be veiled. And in some way they cannot, for any reason they cannot have the veil, then such ladies must not put on makeup either. The head must be covered in any case. Because this is spiritual surroundings, and you should try your best to act upon all those things which are demanded of us by religion. Let me also remind the workers again that they should respect and honor the guests. They serve them and make their habit, and they should show love and affection and serve them by sacrificing their own feelings. The guests should also take the organization and the rules and regulation in view, and do not let the workers and the have any opportunity of complaint or objection. You should not let the food be waste, because during the Jalsa food is wasted quite a bit, and some you cannot throw in the dustbin. So the guests must keep this in view. But those who have the duty for food, they should tell the guests gently that they must not waste food. You should try that when you eat, you should put this card, your plates in the place, in the bins provided, so that the cleanliness continues and there is not much burden on the cleaners later. As I had mentioned earlier, that to attend Jamaat function must not be done with an aim that this is a fair or that we are going to meet with each other, and especially the ladies, that they did some chit chat and that's all. You must keep in view, and the organizers must also take much care that you should never let this convention take on the form of a worldly fair. And this was the aim of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. He had put much emphasis on this. Also, sometimes those who come from outside, they take a loan from their friends or their acquaintances. You should avoid that, because this is what will end your contentment. And one does not have the realization that they have to return that loan and how to repay it. As I just said, that the aim for which you have come, you should try to gain that. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu, what Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam expect from you. As far as the security is concerned, to look, keep an eye on your surroundings is the responsibility of each and everyone. If you have a stranger and you see something doubtful, you should keep an eye. Do not interfere. And if there is time to inform the administration, do it. Otherwise, you keep yourself. And if other person has noticed, tell him that he will realize that he has been checked. Therefore, that is why there is strictness in checking cars and other security measures. One must not complain about that. They should let cheerfully let the checking be done under the organization. Furthermore, the organization of the Jalsa, then before entering for the Jalsa venue, there is checking. You should cooperate fully with the workers, and the workers also, when they are checking, they should gently remind them that let your card be checked. And if you have any valuables with you, you should look after it. It's not the responsibility of the organizers. And the most essential matter, as I have reminded you once or twice before, that do not regard this convention like ordinary worldly gatherings. Promised Messiah says this is not a jalsa where you should do like worldly. This aim is only of a good intention. This is not a worldly fair. Promised Messiah also prays for you and says that at the end I will pray that everyone who will travel for this journey, Allah be with them and show grace to them and show mercy to them and make their difficulties easy for them and remove their fears and remove all their hardship, and Allah may fulfill all their wishes, and he should raise them in the day of judgment with those who are righteous, so that O God, O Almighty, O God of all honor, accept all my prayers, with the clear signs, let us prevail over enemies, because all power belongs to you. Ameen. Therefore, if with the promised Messiah's prayers you want to avail, then in these days you should try to do spiritual changes in you, and may Allah help you. May Allah so destine that everyone can create such changes in their which is suitable for this name, Hadiqatul Mahdi, of this venue, and which should develop this spirit in each one of us, that in fact this beautiful garden of Messiah and Mahdi is full of fragrance, and we have to become a fruit and flower which is of good color and of full of fragrance of this orchard of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.